Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace.
When you were born again in Christ Jesus, you've got everything in you that you need, and the rest of the Christian life is learning how to rest in what Jesus has already done.
We already have these things, and it was just really about resting in the finished works of Jesus.
And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing to teach on how you've already got everything that Jesus purchased for you. It's already in you. It's a done deal. All you got to do is learn how to receive. There's a big difference between begging God for something you don't have and learning how to just release something that God has already given you. And that's what this whole teaching is about. You've already got it. I'm now beginning my fourth week of teaching on this, and I just haven't got time to go back and summarize everything I've said, but I tell you, it is powerful. If you don't understand the truths that I've been talking about for the last 3 weeks, I guarantee you it is going to radically affect the way you receive from God. It is not because God is not a good God, and it's not because He doesn't want to bless us that most people aren't living in His best. It's because they don't understand that God has done His part, and now we have to believe and we have to manifest this power of God. Let me go back and just say a couple of things that I was saying last week because I want to amplify on this week. But I was talking about that when I say that you already got everything that you'll ever need, most people just cannot swallow that because they limit what they think reality is to just this physical world, what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. And they think that's all there is to reality. What I was teaching the last few days of last week is that there is a whole spiritual world out there, not only out there, but inside of you. There's not only your physical body and your mental, emotional part, but there is a spiritual you that most people do not recognize. And so, because they are ignorant of this and they don't realize that there's a spiritual them, they only go by what they see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. If they feel bad, if they feel discouraged, they think that's the way I am. But the truth is, in your spirit, Galatians 5:22 says you have love, joy, peace, and this is constant. It's all of the time. The whole time that you're sitting there talking about how depressed and discouraged you are, if you are born again, if Jesus has now come to live on the inside of you, in your spirit is rejoicing and praising God and just having a great time. And there's people, I can't believe this. Why? Because you can't feel it. If you think that nothing exists beyond what you feel, it doesn't change reality, it just changes your concept of reality. And I'm telling you, most people, even most Christians, do not know that there is a spiritual world out there with angels, demons, all kinds of things going on in the spiritual realm, and not only out there, but on the inside of you. The way we see that is through the Word of God. So this is what I was talking about last week, that the way to understand how you've already got it, when everything in the physical says, no, you don't have it, how do you harmonize these two? It's because you recognize that there is more to reality than just this physical realm. There's a spiritual realm. And what faith does, here's two of the statements that I've mentioned a lot during this series, but they just revolutionized my life. Faith doesn't move God. God is already moved by grace. All faith does is reach out and appropriate what God has already provided. If He's already provided it, then how can you doubt that you will get it? See, once you understand that it's done, that God's part is done, it's a done deal, then it makes it so much easier to receive something that's already yours than it is to go and try and get something that you don't believe you have. I tell you, the things I've been saying are powerful. So I was using Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I use 2 Kings chapter 6, where Elisha prayed for his servant because his servant went out and the Syrian army had totally surrounded their city, and they came for them because they had been giving away the battle plans of the king of Syria to the king of Israel. And so the servant just panicked And Elisha said, "Fear not, those that be with us are more than those that be with them." In the natural, if all you believe is true, is just this physical natural world, then you would say Elisha lied. But he didn't lie because there is more to reality than just this physical world. In the spirit realm, there were horses and chariots of fire completely surrounding them. So Elisha prayed and asked the Lord to open up the young man's eyes. And when he did, he saw into the spirit realm and saw all of these angels, tens of thousands of angels surrounding them. And if they had that, the Bible says that what they have was inferior to what we have as New Testament believers. So if they had thousands and thousands of angels surrounding them, then I have more than that surrounding me. You have more than that surrounding you. I guarantee you, God is awesome, but you can't always see Him in the physical realm. You have to go by the Word of God. The Word of God is a window that you look through to see what is happening in the spiritual realm. And not only that spiritual realm out there, but on the inside of you. Who are you? What do you have? What can you do? The Word of God reveals this to you. And faith is just getting to where you take the image that the Bible paints and you believe it, you reach out, and by faith you appropriate what God has already provided by grace. Faith is just a positive response to what you believe that God has already provided by grace. Man, those are powerful, powerful statements. I want to illustrate this by using Daniel as an example. In Daniel chapter 9, Daniel was praying and asking God for a revelation of the prophecy that Jeremiah had given. Jeremiah said that the Israelites would go into captivity for 70 years. It had already been 70 years and they weren't out of captivity yet. And so he saw this apparent contradiction. Here's what the prophecy was. Here's what our experience is. How do we harmonize this? And he was praying and asking for an answer. I'm not going to go into that part of it because that would take a lot of time. That's not what I'm wanting to point out. But anyway, that was the occasion. He was praying. And so in Daniel chapter 9 and in verse 3, he says, "I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said..." So in verse 4, he begins to start praying his prayer. I'm not going to take time to read the whole prayer, but it goes down through verse 19. So from verse 4 through 19, if you read it, it takes somewhere around 3 minutes for you to read this prayer that he was praying. And he was repenting and saying, "God, we deserve, you know, the captivity that we've gone into. But here's your prophecy. You prophesied this. What's the answer?" And here is the Lord's answer to him in Daniel chapter 9 and in verse 20. "While I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, 'O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.'" So here's Daniel praying a prayer. It took approximately 3 minutes. And while he was still praying, Gabriel shows up. This is the angel Gabriel, the same one that appeared unto Zacharias and unto Mary in Luke chapter 1 and announced the birth of John the Baptist and the birth of Jesus. So this was a mighty angel of God. And God sent him, Gabriel, to answer his prayer. So while he was still praying, approximately 3 minutes, and while he was still praying, the answer came and he got his answer. That's great. And you know what? If every prayer manifested itself within 3 minutes, we probably wouldn't have a problem. But the problem is when it takes 3 weeks or 3 months and you still haven't seen the results, that's when people get into doubting and unbelief because they are looking in the physical realm and thinking that if nothing has happened over here in the physical world, then that means that God hadn't done anything in the spiritual world. That's just not true. They are two different realms, two different realities, and there are things that are true in the spirit that haven't yet manifested itself in the physical yet. But anyway, Daniel's prayer was answered and came into a physical manifestation in approximately 3 minutes of him praying. But look at what Gabriel told him. In verse 23, it says, "At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision." And so think about this. Gabriel, when he showed up, says, "At the beginning of your supplication, the commandment came." So this means that even though Daniel prayed like 3 minutes and he was still in his prayer when Gabriel showed up, that isn't when God answered the prayer. God answered Daniel's prayer at the beginning of his prayer, is what it says right here in verse 23. At the beginning of the supplication, the commandment came. So God answered his prayer at the beginning of the prayer, and it took about 3 minutes for what God had done in the spirit realm to manifest itself in the physical world. The scripture says in John 4:24 that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God lives in the spiritual realm. He has angels and all of these things, and God moves in the spirit realm. And whether we ever see what God is doing in the spirit manifest in the physical is not dependent upon what God's doing, but it's dependent upon, is there any person that will believe and respond and act like the spirit world is real and the promises of God are real and reach over there and bring them into the physical? There's a lot of people that when they pray, if they just don't see instant results, then they just assume, well, then God has chosen not to answer my prayer. Maybe God's displeased with me. We come up with a million excuses. Religion is very good at this. Religion comes up with all of these excuses why God didn't answer your prayer, because you haven't fasted, you hadn't prayed, you haven't lived holy, you've done this, you haven't been paying your tithes, and we come up with all of these things to excuse why we aren't seeing physical manifestation. The truth is, the only reason that we don't see the physical manifestation of God is not because it's not His will to bless us and His desire, but rather it's because God doesn't have people that are standing in faith. They're being controlled and dominated by what they feel and what they see instead of what they believe. That's tight, but it's right. And so the angel, Gabriel, told him, at the beginning of your supplication. Now, this brings up some questions. And these are some of the points that I'm wanting to make. Because, see, if you don't understand this, you are setting yourself up for unbelief. If you believe, like for instance, here's a common saying that people will say often, that in the spirit realm, there is no such thing as time or distance. And what they're trying to say is that there's no limitations on God. In the spirit realm, if God wills something, boom, it's just done. And if you believe that, well, then when you pray, and let's just say that you're praying over a pain in your body, and you're saying, "Father, take this pain away," and you pray and you ask for it, and then you say amen. If you still have pain, and if you believe that there is no such thing as time or distance, space in the spirit realm, that if God wills something, it just instantly comes to pass, and if your pain doesn't leave instantly, well, then you are automatically going to have thoughts of God didn't do anything. God didn't move. But here is a scriptural example. Again, I've said this before, but the Word of God is like a mirror, or it's like a window that you look through to see into the spiritual realm. What is the spiritual world like? You can't contact it and perceive it in just your physical senses, your emotions and things like this. You have to look through the Word of God. And this is Scripture telling you what happens in the spirit realm. This shows that God answered a prayer instantly. At the beginning of the supplications, God gave Gabriel a command to come and give Daniel his answer. And it took about 3 minutes for what God had done to come into manifestation. That shows that there is a period of time. It wasn't a long period of time. Most people could probably handle 3 minutes if that's all it took. But what happens if it takes longer? See, this is where people begin to doubt. But if you believe that there is no time, space, distance, there is no delays, nothing like that in the spirit realm, that if God wills it, it's just done. If you believe that, you are going to be tempted with doubt the moment you pray for something and don't see physical manifestation. But this is a scriptural account, a scriptural foundation for saying that God commands and releases His power, and it takes a period of time from what God said in the spirit realm to come into the physical realm. Now that is awesome. And I'm aware that I'm violating a lot of religious theology. There are people that believe that God has no limits such as time, space, distance on Him. And they will sit there and quote, and this is a theological stance. They have these big names for it, but I'm just telling you, I believe what the Word of God says. The Word of God is how I perceive what is true in the spiritual realm and how the spirit world operates. And here is a scriptural precedent that God gave the command, and it took about 3 minutes for that command to come into a physical manifestation. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us what the problem was. The Bible doesn't tell us why it took Gabriel 3 minutes. Maybe he had to pack a bag. I don't know. It would be wrong for me to speculate since I don't know. Maybe he was coming from the other side of the universe and he covered 100 billion light years in 3 minutes. I don't know. It really doesn't matter. It's just the principle I'm talking about, that God gave Gabriel a command to explain to Daniel the prayer, the interpretation of Jeremiah's prophecy that he was asking about. And it took about 3 minutes from when God commanded it until it came into manifestation. And so, you know, there's a lesson in this for us. And that is that when we pray, and if you're believing for a healing and you believe and you take your authority and you command that pain to stop, did you know it may take a period of time from when you speak it until you see the full manifestation? I don't know all the reasons why. I know some of the reasons why, and I'll be talking about some of this as we go through, but I don't understand everything yet. And there's some things that I pray for, and I just don't see an instantaneous results. But I know that God is faithful. I know that in the spirit realm, things are happening, and I just continue to stand on my faith. And if I don't quit, if I don't waver in my faith, I believe that what I have in the spirit realm will become manifest and dominate in this physical world. Man, that's powerful. So right here, we learn a lesson, and that is that there is options. Even when there is no resistance from the devil, there are still opportunities from when God answers your prayer for it to take a period of time before you see the physical manifestation of it. And then I want to use the 10th chapter of the book of Daniel. I love to use Daniel as an example because when I tell people about how God answered my prayer and when I saw the power of God manifest, people sometimes just put people in categories and say, well, God loves you more. You're just anointed more than I am. And they dismiss my testimony about how God has answered my prayers, thinking, well, I'm not you. I'm different. It doesn't work the same for me. You're clergy. You have a direct line to God, which none of those things are true. But nonetheless, people put certain people in categories and believe that you just don't have the same problems and same obstacles that I have, and they discount the testimony. Well, here's the same man. This is Daniel praying another prayer in Daniel chapter 10. And if anything, he should have gotten better results in Daniel chapter 10 because he had this miraculous encounter of Gabriel coming and answering his prayer in the 9th chapter. So he should have had better results, but it wasn't. Here's what it says in Daniel chapter 10 in verse 2. It says, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And so this time he prayed, and instead of getting better results, it took 3 weeks. The first time it took about 3 minutes. This time it took 3 weeks. You know, if you've been with the Lord very long, you've probably experienced something like this to where sometimes you pray and it seems like before you even get through with the prayer, man, God answers your prayer. The manifestation of what you were praying for is done. And then there's other times that you've prayed and it seems like it just drags on for a long period of time and you don't understand. If you've walked with the Lord very long, you will experience sometimes things working relatively easy and other times it seems like things are just really a struggle. So what's the answer to this? Well, continue reading here. As Daniel was praying, the Lord appeared unto him, and I won't read all of this, but there was a messenger that was sent unto him, and he fell flat on his face when he saw this messenger of God. He was just overwhelmed with the power and the presence of God. And the angel had to reach forth his hand and strengthen him and set him upon his knees in the palms of his hand. And finally, he got enough strength that he could talk to this angel. And it says here in Daniel chapter 10, in verse 10, it says, "And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." So here is two prayers. In the ninth chapter, Daniel prays a prayer, and while he's still praying, in approximately 3 minutes, Gabriel, the angel of God, shows up and gives him his answer to prayer. Then in the 10th chapter, he prays, he mourns, he fasts for 3 weeks, not 3 minutes, but 3 weeks. And this time, when the messenger from God appears, he tells him, he says, "Fear not, Daniel, from the first day that you set your heart to seek the Lord, God gave the command, and I'm come to give you explanation." So here are two different results, 3 minutes versus 3 weeks, and yet God was the exact same in both situations. And again, this just amplifies the point that I was making earlier in the broadcast, that some people think that there is no such thing as time, space, distance with the Lord, no hindrances, nothing. If God wills it, it just, boom, comes to pass. Here is an instance where God spoke, gave the command, but it took 3 weeks, 21 days for what God spoke to come into physical manifestation. Now that's huge. And most people would sit there and say, "Well, God, why did you answer one prayer in 3 minutes and the other prayer in 3 weeks?" If you analyze this, he didn't answer one prayer in 3 minutes and the other one in 3 weeks. He answered both instantly, but it took 3 minutes for one prayer to manifest. It took 3 weeks for the other, not because of God. Now see, again, this is very important that you understand this. God is not the one who determines how long it takes for your prayers to come into physical manifestation. If you're praying for finances, God's not the one that determines how long it takes for those finances to come in. If you're praying for healing of your body, God is not the one that determines how long it takes for your body to be healed. God answers your prayer instantly, but there's a lot of other things involved that can delay what God has willed to come to pass. And I know that that sounds nearly like heresy to some people, because you're saying that God just doesn't control everything. God doesn't do anything. I'm telling you what the Bible says. God commanded this messenger to answer Daniel's prayer, and it took 3 weeks. And I'm out of time today, but on tomorrow's program, I'll show you why it took 3 weeks for his answer to prayer to manifest. And I believe that this will really help you. Again, let me encourage you to get this teaching. I've got this book. I've got study guides in English and in Spanish. We have CDs and DVDs. The DVDs were taken from our television program. And I promise you, this teaching, if you put it all together and take it in its context, this could radically change your life. I think it's one of the most important things I teach. So listen to our announcer and call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, "You've Already Got It," is available in either a CD or DVD album made from our daily television broadcast. It's also available in a book and study guide in English or Spanish. Each of these products is available for a gift of any amount. Or you can get them in the "You've Already Got It" package. This package includes the book, the study guide, in your choice of either the CD or DVD album. This package has a catalog value of $90, but you can get it today for only $60.
Hello, this is Andrew Womack, and I'd really like to encourage you to get this teaching that I've entitled, "You've Already Got It." I've got this in book form. We also have a study guide, which is the same material as the book. It's just reformatted so that you can teach other people. It's made for Sunday school, Bible studies, and things like that. And then I also have DVDs that were taken from my television teaching on this, and then CDs. But this teaching on You've Already Got It is probably one of the most radical things that I teach. And when you get born again, He placed on the inside of you everything that you will ever need. Before you ever had the need, God had already made the supply. And that's what this teaching is all about. I've seen thousands of people set free through it. And I believe that this would really, really make a difference in your life. So check it out in book form, CDs, DVDs, or study guide. We also have this in Spanish. But please get this teaching on You've Already Got It.
Andrew's book, You've Already Got It, is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give because there's a blessing in giving. But if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this book to you free of charge.
Jamie and I are here just to thank you so much for being partners with us. I tell you, we are reaching around the world. I remember when Jamie and I were it. I would run the sound while she was doing the praise and worship, and then she'd come back and run the sound while I was preaching. We did it all ourselves. Now we have so many people helping us, and it couldn't happen without you.
It's very true. We're very thankful for our partners and what they're doing, and you're going around the world too, and everything that this Amen. Ministry does.
Amen. So we just wanted to say a special thank you, and we love you. And every good thing that is happening through this ministry, you're going to share in every one of those rewards. So God bless you. Thank you for being a partner with us.
You can become a Grace Partner or order resources through our website at awmi.net. Or you can call our helpline at 719-635-1111. Our helpline is open Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, and Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mountain Time.
I really believe that God brought you here for a purpose.
Because I'll tell you, this week starts a new season for your life.
I believe we're going home from this place encouraged and empowered to make a difference.
Soaking in an atmosphere like this is unparalleled. To come and just soak in the Holy Spirit, to worship, and then watch the anointing of the Word just produce fruit.
This is the place that you come where you can see God's work at hand. You can see visions coming true.
Don't run away from God saying, I have more for you. I have a purpose and a destiny you have not yet even begun to imagine.
God's got more healing for you. He's got more life for you. He's got more revelation for you.
He reveals Himself to you through the Word. This is the only thing that's important. What does God say about you? Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know what you have? I want to let you know that we have a Charis Daily live Bible study. We've been doing a Bible study every Tuesday night live for about 2 years, but now we have 5 days a week. We've varied the times so that we can accommodate anybody's schedule, and it's going to really be good. We're going to use our instructors from the school, and it'll be a blessing. So remember, we now have a Charis Daily live Bible study 5 days a week.